Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. We're launching into hour number three, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. That's freetalklive.com as we go right into the calls and talk to Matt in Illinois on the amplifier line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind? Oh, there he goes. Oh, well, maybe he'll call back. 800-259-9231. Phone lines, they don't always work perfectly. Hey, it's Bureaucrat Appreciation Week. You can't let Bureaucrat Appreciation Week go by here on Free Talk Live. It's going to be over tomorrow, but it's May 7th through the 13th. According to, it's Public Service Recognition Week. This according to HomelandStupidity.us. Let's go back to, I think, Matt in Illinois. Give him another shot here. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
I guess I got cut off. I just wanted to say, earlier tonight, you had a couple of guys calling in from Florida, and they were defending the indefensible. They were defending the war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, where do they get these ideas? How come they think like this? And I believe that it's because a lot of it has to do with the media, and there just isn't enough shows like your guys' show on the air. So I wanted to say thank you for having your guys' show on the air.
A lot of it does have to do with the media, but the reason the media is the way it is, in my opinion, is because of the government education system. You know, these kids are being cranked out of the government system, believing in the status quo, believing in what we have today, the size of government, and that government is helpful. And so they propagate those ideas to the rest of the population to reinforce the same crap they learned in government schools. So it's really, I think, a tandem sort of situation. Chicken or the egg. I would say it's education is more than anything else.
I wouldn't argue with that. I remember being in school. I was in public school my whole life. My father was a public school teacher. I was forced to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day during grade school. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. If that's not something pounding in that, hey, we're the best, we can't do anything wrong, I don't know what is.
Yep.
And they certainly didn't teach you to question authority.
No, they certainly didn't. Thank you for the call, Matt.
We need to keep doing.
I agree. Thank you. 800-259-9231, and we will keep doing that.
You know, the Pledge of Allegiance, I don't mind saying it when it's said in public and around me.
I do.
I certainly do.
Socialist indoctrination written by a national socialist, also known as a Nazi, in the late 1800s to indoctrinate school children in America and Americans in general into a worshipful sort of mindset of the state. So I understand you've been indoctrinated like everyone else.
Right. And I kind of like to say it. It makes me feel good when I do.
Why don't you sing the national anthem instead?
I understand what you're saying, but that would be a little incongruous because I'd be singing the national anthem while everybody else was saying the Pledge of Allegiance. What I would like to say about it is stop and think for a second. What's the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of to the Union Jack, the British flag?
I don't know.
There isn't one. What's the Pledge of Allegiance to the Australian flag?
There's not one.
There isn't one. They do have a citizenship pledge, but they don't have their kids say it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's just kind of something they've got.
Got it.
The United States is the only country, really, that has a Pledge of Allegiance. How odd.
That is odd.
We've taken over the world, and we're the only one with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now, it's not that I want the United States to be like other countries. I mean, that's not something to aspire to for the most part. But the facts are, you know, the fact is the pledge was written by a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there you go. Shocker. I know, it's iconoclastic and everything, but it's true. Go do the research. His name was Francis Bellamy. Go find out all about him and what he and his cousin, I think it was his cousin, him and his cousin believed, and they worked together very hard to implement. I don't think that Mr. Bellamy really understood how widespread his pledge would end up. I don't think that he really had the plans for it necessarily that others did once they got their hold on it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Gene. Ladies come first in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGWA. Hello,
well,
Gene.
I've listened to your show tonight, and I think that you all seem to be very venomous towards the United States.
We're America haters.
Well, you sound like it.
No, Gene. I'm venomous towards the United States government. I love America. I love liberty. I love freedom. I love the concepts this country was founded upon. But what the government is doing to it, I find absolutely sick. Does that make sense to you?
Now, I think that large government is not the way to go, but...
okay, great. Then we agree.
I also find that you seem sympathetic to Osama bin Laden, and some of your statements, I think, are hard to swallow, especially when we're in the middle of a war.
Oh, I understand. It's hard to... I see how it's hard to swallow, because you've been told certain things about Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda and all these, you know, evil bad guys off in some other country somewhere.
They are evil.
They may very well be, but do you understand?
Shameful that you won't keep it in that frame of reference.
I don't understand.
No, I read
a quote from Osama bin Laden. I mean, I read a quote from the man on the air.
I heard what you did. It was in the context of how you seem sympathetic. And I
really am kind of sympathetic towards Osama bin Laden, a little bit.
Oh, bless your heart. I see that you are.
Hold on. Here, let me tell you why, Gene, before you continue. I'm sympathetic to him because he believes that his area of the world, it's not really a country, his area of the world has been invaded by a foreign country that's controlling it. And I know that if that happened here, I would be on the side of trying to oust the foreign invaders.
Would you? Well, why doesn't Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and this little group that is in the administration today back and support the fact that we were invaded, sir? I think you're misunderstanding.
I don't think we were invaded, and I don't really...
I
don't believe we have been invaded, and I would like you to back that statement up. But just one second, I don't know anything about Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi. Those are a bunch of Democrats, and you know, I don't really like bedwetting liberals.
You know what? I don't understand how actually you can sit and spew your venom when 9/11 killed thousands of Americans.
No, it wasn't 9/11.
I would say that it's our foreign policy that caused 9/11.
Okay, we got to let you go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, okay, 9/11, first of all, didn't kill thousands of Americans. The actions that individuals took on that particular
day resulted, for which they should be terribly punished.
Right, of course, they died, so... That's that.
And anybody who was involved with them should be terribly punished for those crimes.
You know, I think, once again, this goes back to people like Gene believe that everything started on 9/11/2001. They believe that this attack came out of nowhere. Ah, where did this come from? Well, the fact is, the United States government has been killing people and supporting dictators in the Middle East for decades. Decades before 2001. All of that time, the more people that the United States government killed in your name and my name, the more people that they killed, the more angry those people got. And I don't understand why you can't get it, Jean, and the rest of you that think like her, why you can't put yourself in their shoes and imagine how you would feel if your country was under attack in that way. If you had people blowing up buildings in your city, people from another country, let's say the Chinese, blowing up buildings in your city for whatever reason, you know, they can say whatever they want. They're blowing up buildings. They're killing people. Your family is being attacked and killed. You're telling me that wouldn't make you angry? That wouldn't make you want to get revenge, as right or as wrong as that might be. Those actions wouldn't make you that angry at that country and its government and the people that support it. I just don't believe that. I would think that Americans are pretty darn proud of the country that they live in, and if it were under attack by another country, if it were being occupied by another country, they would do whatever it took to lash out against that military.
Right. I think that I am probably more sympathetic to the Founding Fathers when they talked about tangling alliances with no countries.
Yep.
You know, we are supposed to be standing on our own, not policing the world.
And that's loving America.
And loving freedom.
800-259-9231. You make the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 11, 2007, spot gold 669.60 and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for 691.15, 347.62 per half, and 173.80 for quarter ounce coins. That's 691.15, 347.26, and 173.88. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show's Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free, and that includes the bulletin board system. Over 225,000 posts await you. Over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all. It's all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Hey, would it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained worldwide attention. NeverGetBusted.com. Let's go to the phones, and ladies first, let's talk to Tony in Oklahoma, listening on KGWA. Hey, Tony. Tony? I think we lost Tony.
Oh, man.
Oh, please, Tony, call back. I think she was sitting next to Gene. I heard someone in the background. I thought that might have been who it was. Anyway,
A rule against foul language on the air.
Yeah, I mean we got to protect our stations. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
It's the law that you abide by those FCC rules, and I think that she didn't like that law.
Apparently not.
She's an anarchist or something.
Gene, it was interesting. Gene had said that she wasn't for a large government. Remember mm-hmm. that? She said that. How is it that someone who is supposed to be for small government can justify having and supporting the government that we have today?
Because Republicans believe in welfare. They just want to give their welfare recipients guns. Any program where the government agents have guns, Republicans like that program.
Hmm.
Where the government agents don't have guns, the Democrats like that program. Look, I just want small government.
Hmm.
I don't care whether it's the red team or the blue team. I just want small government.
Now, can small government occupy 130 countries around the world?
No.
Sure?
Absolutely positive of it.
Can a small government occupy and house over 700 military bases around the world?
No.
No.
Nope. Mm. The Republicans want a big government. They just want them armed.
You hate the troops, don't you, Mark?
Well, you know, I wonder if to somebody who would say, I hate the troops, and I'm not supporting them in a time of war. Well, I'd have to ask them, what would you do in Nazi Germany at the time of they're at war with England and the United States. If you were a citizen of Germany, would you just keep your mouth shut and support the troops? Or would you speak out against a despotic dictator that was killing Jews? Now, I'm not saying our government's going around and systematically killing people of one race, but they certainly seem to be after those folks in the Middle East and their oil.
Let's continue with the calls. Harry in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Harry.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you
hear me? Oh, yeah, we got you.
I can hear you now.
Great. Considering the topic today,
yes, sir.
Came to mind is an article that Harry Brown wrote the day after 9/11.
Mm.
And I don't know if you guys ever read it on the air before or not.
What? I think we might have
really early on.
The show back then. Maybe we did a year or so later.
I know we've read that article.
Yeah. Basically, what you're referring to, Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, and one of the largest influences in my life, at least politically, he came out right after the 9/11 attacks, and he basically pointed to the real problem and the real issue. He didn't mince words. He didn't candy coat anything. He came right out against big government and pointed to government and its meddling in the Middle East as the problem. And I think he predicted what government's response would be, and of course that is to go and blow things up. And he pointed out that that wasn't going to solve the problem. And a lot of people were angry at Harry Brown for writing that article so soon afterwards. He wasn't being sensitive enough. And he followed it up with three other articles, I think, in that sort of same vein. And just Harry Brown was a very courageous man. What did you have as far as thoughts about it?
Well, I would like you guys to read it on air. I have it sitting in here in front of me, but maybe it might take up too much time for your show.
Yeah, it was a pretty big article, as I recall. I'll try to pull it up during a break, and maybe we'll consider it for next week, because it really was that good,
mm-hmm.
as I recall. And boy, did he stir it up. He had so many responses to that article. More responses to that one article than any article he had ever done, because, people didn't think he was being sensitive enough. And the fact is, he came right out and said what needed to be said. Harry, thanks for the call.
Oh? Well,
yes.
I think, too, I heard on the news at the break that Mr. Cheney now is all excited about our battleships that are being moved to, in position to deal with the situation in Iran.
Mm. Yeah, doesn't sound too exciting to me. Sounds kind of scary.
It's like another whole deal starting over again.
I don't understand why they're doing this. I mean, why are they doing this? They can't get reelected at this point. Why do they feel that they have to continue to warmonger? That they continue to initiate conflict around the world?
Have you been successful in Iraq?
Thank you for the call. Successful?
Hey, look.
How do you define success?
Well,
3,000 troops dead?
You could.
Hundreds of thousands of innocents
you
dead?
You could. Just possibly, according to the New York Times, between 100,000 and 300,000 barrels a day of Iraq's declared oil production over the past 4 years is unaccounted for and could have been siphoned off through corruption or smuggling. Maybe they have been successful.
Hmm. That's an interesting statistic. Hey, it's Bureaucrat Appreciation Week. We got to get back into this. HomelandStupidity.us reporting, federal, state, and local governments are responsive, innovative, and effective because of the outstanding work of public servants. Now, Michael Hampton from Homeland Stupidity says, if you believe that, I've got some critical infrastructure to sell you. But Congress certainly seems to believe it, unless they've recently taken the passing satire off as congressional resolutions. May 7th through the 13th, that's this week, is Public Service Recognition Week. And the House and Senate last week both passed resolutions to, quote, commend public servants for their outstanding contributions to this great nation, unquote. I'm not making this up, says Michael. The resolution passed by voice vote in the House and by unanimous consent in the Senate. If the Onion wrote laws, they would look like this one. Cato Institute Director of Government Affairs Brandon Arnold picked apart the resolution and noted that it reveals Congress's skewed view of the importance of bureaucrats and, by extension, the government. But just how effective is the government? According to the Office of Management and Budget, just 17% of federal programs are listed as effective, while 25% of the programs are deemed as not performing. The federal government wastes billions, if not trillions, of dollars each year thanks to mismanagement, fraud, and abuse. As Chris Edwards notes in Downsizing the Federal Government, quote, erroneous and fraudulent payments to Medicare cost $20 billion annually. Overpayments in federal rental housing subsidies cost $2 billion a year, and a single inside deal at the Pentagon would have wasted up to $2.5 billion of taxpayer money, which invites scrutiny of another provision. Public servants alert Congress and the public to government waste, fraud, and abuse. I too applaud the whistleblowers who point out misdeeds and fraudulent practices within the government. But the reason we need whistleblowers in the first place is because of the transgressions of other government employees. Essentially, this provision thanks a few honorable civil servants for helping to curb the waste and abuses of the other civil servants. If the government truly ran like a well-oiled machine, as these resolutions suggest, then whistleblowers would be altogether unnecessary. The whole thing is well worth reading, especially the other two major absurdities in the identical House and Senate resolutions. A little bit more about Bureaucrat Appreciation Week. Have you appreciated a bureaucrat this week? If so, how? 800-259-9231. And speaking of bureaucrats that need appreciation, Mark, you've got the story about one particular bureaucrat who is pretty ticked off at some nonprofits for not paying their fair share. We'll come back and talk about it. This is your show. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now, Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features. They're all for free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website. Just go and get them. They're free. freetalklive.com. And Mother's Day is tomorrow. If you haven't gotten something for mom yet, it's not too late.
It's not too late.
Seriously, you can go to 1-800-Flowers.com right now and get her something nice. They've got flowers and special gifts that she will love, and they'll deliver tomorrow on Mother's Day. That's right. On Sunday, they'll deliver to mom. Use code FTL to save 10% at 1-800-Flowers.com. It's not too late. 1-800-Flowers.com. All right, so we are talking about Bureaucrat Appreciation Week, it's officially called Public Service Recognition Week, because federal, state, and local governments are responsive, innovative, and effective. Oh, right. Hey, have you ever called a bureaucracy?
Apparently none of these people have ever dealt with local and state and federal governments.
Yeah, they're not responsive. They don't want to talk to you, especially if you have a problem with them. And nor are they innovative because they don't have an incentive to innovate. They're not a private organization in search of a profit or in search of making people happy. Sorry, but they're just those incentives don't exist for them, so they've no reason to innovate. And being effective, well, I guess if you're qualifying effectiveness on how many people they tyrannize and steal from, they're pretty effective at scaring people and taking their money. But effective at spending the money? Certainly not. Anytime that you give money to somebody that it's not theirs, like, I can spend my money the best, okay?
Yep.
And if I give my
you
money...
You earned it.
Right. If I give my money to you, Mark, and give you a set of instructions as to how to spend it, you're going to spend it okay. You're not going to spend it as well as I might have, but you'll be all right. And then if you take that money and you give it to a stranger and give that stranger a set of instructions, then he's not going to do as good of a job as
he's going to buy $500 toilets and $300 hammers with it.
Right. And, well, I was going to say there's another step, and that is if somebody, because you were still voluntarily giving that money to the stranger.
Mm.
If a stranger comes up and takes that money from you, well, then you have no idea how that person's going to spend your money. So anyway, HomelandStupidity.us reporting on this. He says, though Arnold certainly missed a dozen or more things the federal government does usually poorly, for which Congress wants to, quote, salute their unyielding dedication and spirit for public service, unquote. In most of the 14 cases in the resolution, the function is something that shouldn't be done by the government at all. Quote, public servants ensure equal access to secure, efficient, and affordable mail service. Well, of course, the government has a monopoly on mail enforced by law, and no one's allowed to compete with them. Oh, no, wait, before you call FedEx and UPS, I want to make it clear. Government has a monopoly on what they call first-class mail. Anything under a dollar, government has the exclusive capability to deal with. UPS and FedEx are prevented by law from doing business at less than a dollar price point. So there is a monopoly on mail service. And he says monopolies deliver inferior products and services at inflated prices. Speaking of which, postal rates keep rising. Mm-hmm. A rate increase takes effect on Monday, in fact. And the post office is more interested in appearances than actual service. And he references the story from a couple months ago, how the post office is really changing things up on the inside of their offices. They're removing clocks from the walls. Because you might have some idea if you look at their clock as to how long you've been waiting in their line.
Mm-hmm.
Also consider that bureaucrats teach and work in our schools and libraries, and our children suffer for it. Government control of education, especially federal government control, has been nothing less than a disaster. It's dumbed down our children, turning them from the next generation of free people into the next generation of disaffected wage slaves who know something is terribly wrong but lack the mental training to figure out what. And so there you go. It is, if the folks on Capitol Hill truly believe that the federal government is so worthy of praise, I suppose Americans should be pleased that they're wasting their time with meaningless resolutions instead of enlarging it by passing laws that could be far more damaging to our country. So, Bureaucrat Appreciation Day. I'm sorry, I just can't get excited about this particular week.
It's crappy law.
Yeah,
sorry.
Bureaucrats in general are either dangerous, in the case of the police kicking in people's doors in the middle of the night looking for a bag of marijuana and getting the doors wrong and killing people in the meantime. So bureaucrats are either dangerous, hazardous to your health, or they're just plain ineffective. You know, they're just not as effective as a private organization doing business privately on a voluntary basis with other individuals.
I'd have to agree.
Speaking of private organizations, I hope we get a chance. We're going to talk about one particular city that is attacking nonprofits within the city limits, and we'll talk about why, because apparently bureaucrats are so great.
Because they can.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here in a moment. Let's go to the phones to Liam in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Liam.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind?
A few things. I just wanted to say, when you were talking about that public service thing right there that you were just talking about,
yeah.
Ayn Rand, I don't know if you guys have ever read The Fountainhead.
I've not.
But
I have.
He does an incredible job in, like, explaining how public servants and people who want to be public servants are just the worst kind of people in the world. Like, it's amazing the way she spells it out. But
it is certainly a profession that attracts the laziest of the lazy. But I don't think it's fair to paint them all with that broad brush. I think a lot of them do get into those areas, to some of them to help people. Like Mark, your wife used to be a social worker.
Mm-hmm. They do, but the thing, what ends up happening once they do it is they start to hate the people, the very people that they're supposed to help. Because
they aren't incentivized in any way to do any helping. I mean,
exactly.
What kind of help is there? They don't have these quotas in place. They don't.
Yeah.
And even if they do have quotas in place, they don't have a customer to serve. Instead, they have somebody who's bothering them.
Bureaucrats should not be revered. They should not be respected. They should be resisted. Because they are the ones who are doing business at the point of a gun. I know, most bureaucrats don't actually have a gun on their hip, but the fact is, if you don't do what they want you to do when they send you an order or send you a notice or whatever it is they're doing, then they're going to send men with guns after you. And no one else operates business that way. You don't want to buy advertising on Free Talk Live? Okay, whatever. If you don't want to go to Walmart, Walmart isn't going to chase you down with a goon squad and throw you in a jail cell. Only bureaucrats do that.
I have two more things I wanted to say. First off, that chick Jean just needs to put a shotgun in her mouth.
Oh, that's awful. That's mean.
She just needs to be educated.
Why do you say that?
Put a shotgun in her mouth because she's advocating the very government that is taking my freedoms away. And like, to me, that's just as bad as the government themselves. That's what I say. That's what I say. So she should put a shotgun in her mouth.
Well,
and
that's
pull the trigger.
I don't know. Liam, thank you for the call. I think that everybody everybody is capable of changing their minds.
Sure. I was a ditto head. I believed everything Rush said.
I used to have the Rush is Right, I think my dad used to have the Rush is Right bumper sticker, and I was in the Rush Club.
And Rush was a heck of a lot righter when the Democrats were in charge than he is now. I can assure you of that.
That's true. That's true. Let's continue to Richard in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Richard.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Hello. Hi. I was going to talk about the aircraft carriers and the Iran thing and all that stuff, but I guess I am going to change and make a comment about the bureaucracy thing.
Yes, sir.
I think that it's really easy to make a lot of broad generalizations, which are really quite false. Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not. Spent 9 years until I went to private practice a couple years ago as the chief psychologist for a geropsychiatry department at a large state psychiatric hospital, which was really quite good and really quite innovative. And because of our professions, we are mandated to discern what is best practice and to implement that across the board, and we did that at that hospital.
That's what you're required to do. But
no,
are you
no,
incentivized?
That's what I do because that's my ethics.
Okay, so those are your ethics.
And
what are you incentivized to do is what we said.
And the professionals in that hospital, is that's what they try to do.
I believe that may be what they're trying to do. What are they incentivized to do?
Pardon?
What are they incentivized to do is my question.
We'll let you answer that question here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Richard is trying to make the point that some bureaucrats are good guys.
I believe that.
We'll come back with that. And that's fine. You can be a good guy and work in a bureaucracy, but that doesn't mean the system's right. That doesn't mean the system's okay. And it doesn't mean that your paycheck has been funded voluntarily. It hasn't. More coming up. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this live Saturday edition. If you want to get your call in, make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then buy some stuff at Amazon through our link. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Get in the habit of entering their site through that link. And then anytime you buy something in their 40 categories of products, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. It's pretty sweet. Now, you won't see the percentage being taken out at the checkout or anything like that. You just have to trust us. If you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, we will get a percentage of your purchase. And it's a great way to help support the show and do the shopping that you need to get done, whether it's buying books for the next semester at college or buying groceries for the family or the hot new DVD or baby clothes. I mean, it's all there. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, let's go back to Richard in North Carolina. Richard, you're back on Free Talk Live. We were talking a moment ago about Bureaucrat Appreciation Week or Public Servant Appreciation Week, whatever you want to call them. And you're pointing out that that you're one of the good guys. You're one of the bureaucrats that, you know, isn't a total mooch. You were working at some sort of psychiatric hospital, correct?
That's correct.
Right. And I understand where you're coming from on this, and you're pointing out that there are some bureaucrats that, for instance, in your capacity, there may not have been any sort of private work. Like if you wanted to get a job similar to the one that you had, there might not have been a privately run psychiatric hospital out there for you to work at.
No, actually, there are privately run psychiatric hospitals, but generally speaking, they won't take the patients that the state hospital will because they can't make enough money on them. That's your free enterprise system. Now, I'm not knocking free enterprise, and I'm not promoting socialism or anything like that. And I know the old issues about the mean, cruel social workers and so forth that you see in movies and everything else. But I think that what you do when you take an ideology and you try to apply it to every specific situation without regard for the parameters of those situations, then you're really doing everybody a disservice.
No, I'm not, actually, because
there are times when the ideology is appropriate and there are times when it's not.
No, the ideology that I have is always appropriate, and that is that voluntary interactions are the right thing to do.
That, but that doesn't make it true.
Oh, no. You think it's okay to force people to pay for things?
I think that you have to sometimes if you don't want people to starve to death or to die. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry, but it's
because people don't do it because of charity alone. And if
look,
you think
there were psychiatric hospitals before the state was involved in them, sir. That's not exactly correct. There were psychiatric hospitals before the state owned psychiatric hospitals.
Right.
They had them.
And
the sanatoriums were...
Actually, there were not.
There weren't?
No, there were not. There
yes,
were not
they were. They were owned by the church.
The first
were owned by the church.
Bedlam was run by the government in England, in London.
Okay, so you pointed out
that
Bedlam...
In 1875, in that period, were all state psychiatric hospitals.
Yeah, but what
there
I'm telling you is that prior to... At that same time, there were...
They don't deal with the SPMI population, the folks who don't have any money and who are severely and persistently mentally ill. The states do. So if you want to take care of those people, you're not going to get it done through a private hospital.
You're saying I don't believe for a second that people won't take care of
it. Talk about it, and you don't know it.
What I'm telling you is that I do believe that people will take care of folks that can't take care of themselves. Charity.
Okay, see you later. 800-259-9231. You want to guarantee that you're not going to be on Free Talk Live? You just say something like that. 800-259-9231. Okay, sorry, don't believe you, don't care what you know what your point of view is on this. The fact is it's wrong to point guns at people and force them to pay for a program that you think is right.
Now,
you know, he might have actually helped a few people in his tenure at that particular state institution. I don't know. I don't know what his job entailed. I don't know what all went on. But let's presume he helped a few people in the course of doing his job. Great. Now, why can't you help them on a voluntary basis? Why can't your paycheck come from people voluntarily contributing to your organization? Are you going to tell me that people are evil by nature, people are bad by nature, so they won't give money to a psychiatric hospital? Oh, okay, so if people are bad by nature, then that would mean that
the bureaucrats that are taking our money are bad by their nature.
Right.
So the people that we've elected into office are actually evil, and we shouldn't let them take our money.
Thank you very much. You know what the fact is? People do care about others. That's why other voluntary organizations get millions of dollars in contributions. I mean, the Salvation Army is one example of a private organization.
Salvation Army is an organization that helps homeless people, crazy people. You know, mm-hmm. the exact people we're talking about here. You know, the most disreputable of. You know, I'm not saying that they're evil. I'm just saying that they're. You know, certainly the lowest class of American citizens. Goodwill helps ex-convicts. You know, that kind of thing get on their feet. You know, people with mild retardation have jobs.
Yep.
You know, there's organizations to help those folks. And I think if you give Americans back at least the 50% of money you take from them in taxes, that they'll be that much more generous. The most generous people on the face of the earth ever will continue to be generous.
Because that's true. The American people are the most generous people, giving, I think it's the last time I looked at the statistics, it was over $150 billion mm-hmm. a year just to charity, and that's with their current tax burden.
Right.
So were Americans to be able to keep all the money they earned, they'd be able to give even more to those charities. And charities and private charities, these groups that, like, private hospitals and that sort of thing, they would also be able to keep more of their money in the event that and then use that to pay down their overhead and cover their costs. But then you get situations like the story that you've got here, Mark, tonight, in regards to one particular government that is looking to tax nonprofits even more so than they already are.
Nonprofit organizations cost Pittsburgh millions of dollars a year in uncollected property taxes. Cost Pittsburgh uncollected property taxes, says acting controller Tony Pecora, who wore a red shirt and a red tie meant to symbolize that the city is bleeding from nonprofits, as he discussed audit results with reporters Friday. Pecora targeted the largest and most profitable nonprofits, including the University of Pittsburgh and the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, because they're tax exempt. Pitt and UPMC pay only a fraction of what other businesses do in property taxes. The city lost more than $23 million in property taxes from land owned by Pitt and its hospital. It's amazing that the city has been able to stay afloat this long, said Pecora. The criticism isn't new, and
amazing.
Pitt officials rejected it. They and other non-for-profits contribute to the community in ways the government cannot, officials said. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has concluded that there should be non-profit organizations exempt from taxes that provide a plethora of health, education, and social services the government cannot provide, said Pitt spokesman Robert Hill. The university is pumping $1.5 billion annually into the economy of this region. We employ 13,000 people, he said. Our economic impact is enormous. But this bureaucrat is crying over the $23 million that he would get if it was a not-for-profit business sitting in that land. That hospital isn't paying enough money to us bureaucrats so that we... See, now here's a perfect example. What was the caller's name that was just on?
Richard.
Richard, here's a perfect example of a not-for-profit that's doing some very good work, and the bureaucrats are trying to get their claws in there and suck them dry.
Wherever there's money changing hands, bureaucrats want to get a piece.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's the case. So.
And you know what? And so if, for instance, this bureaucrat gets his way and gets this medical center,
mm-hmm.
gets it taxed at the same rate that all other businesses are taxed at, then what are they going to have to do?
Well, they're either going to have to fire some employees, because currently, you know, they're not for profit, right?
Right.
So nobody's taking the money home except employees.
Yeah.
So they're going to either have to cut employees, cut services.
Raise rates.
Something.
Right.
In order to pay this $23 million that they're talking about.
So if they have to pay more money to the government, that means that more contributions will be required in order to cover their costs, and therefore it's putting an extra burden on this charity that's helping people. Gee, thanks so much, Mr. Bureaucrat. You're so caring and so kind.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I really appreciate bureaucrats. You know what? Bureaucrats, they can be good people.
Absolutely.
As soon as they stop taking money gained through coercion. Well, your paycheck, if you're a bureaucrat, was gained through force.
I would agree with that, but, like, you know, to side for a second with those that are trying to do a good job, my wife was, as you said, a social worker, and there wasn't any work out in the community that did what she did. She took your tax money and mm-hmm. gave it to bums for operations so that they could, quote-unquote, return to work.
Yeah.
Many of them did not, but whatever. She gave them operations and, you know, provided them with glasses and walkers or whatever it is that they needed. Now, as far as efficiency went, she saw twice as many cases as the person who was sitting in her position previously. They had to change the standards by which they judged employees in her division based on how much work she did. She understood that a lot of people in that division just weren't doing anything.
Jane in California, we've got about 15 seconds for you. Sorry you called at the end of the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to get back to what you had talked about earlier in the program regarding U.S. oppression in other countries. And, you know, it's unfortunate people like Gene don't understand that. But it has been going on, and actually has been going on for over 50 years.
You're absolutely right. Hey, Jane, can you call us Monday night? We'd love to hear from you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People.